But how do you keep this week as normal as you can as a coordinator, considering there's really nothing normal about it, considering where the game's being played?
Well, you know, we made a decision as an organization to stay here, you know, early in the week so we get 3 full days of practice on our normal routine here before we head on over. So we're staying as regular as possible.
Kyle just talked about in the press conference. He said, if you want to start fast in the game, you got to start fast at practice, start fast even in the meetings, kind of being mentally ready right away. Are you seeing that this week from the team?
Yeah, that's been a focus of ours that we've got to get better at, you know, do a better job early in the game in the first quarter, first series of a game to get going, get some points on the board, and help the team out, try to play from ahead.
They can be aggressive at times on defense. Mm-hmm. So what do you do to counter that?
Well, everyone's got to do their job. You know, they've got a very good defense there, very active, big front seven that move around pretty good, and we've each got to do our job on every play and not take one play off.
With the turnovers early Sunday, I'm against the Raiders. What do you refocus on the last 3 days to try and prevent that going forward?
Well, you know, that's going to happen from time to time. Unfortunately, it happened, and we just got to do a good job with ball security. We emphasize that every week. It's not just after a week like this, but you kind of emphasize it probably a little more now that when things, you know, the first couple of plays of a game, something like that happens. So that's something we're always on them every day on. Anyone who's going to touch the football or a guy's protecting the quarterback so that, you know, they can't get the sack fumbles and stuff like that, that's something as a staff we've addressed from day one, you know, back in the offseason.
When you're against a team that has a defender like Patrick Willis, mm-hmm. I mean, when you're making the game plan, do you have to factor in where that guy's going to be on every play?
Yes, because if you don't know where he is on every play, he's going to ruin a game plan, or he'll make every tackle that's inside the box. You know, he's very active, runs all over the place. He's a very good football player.